And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Can you top this? Well, back in the 1940s and 50s, there was a popular radio program by this name. Comedians of the day would tell jokes in competition to get the most laughs registered on a laugh meter. Now, we have a new version of that old game. It's called Can You Top My Salary? Executives from both profit and nonprofit organizations seem to be engaged in a contest to be the highest paid. While Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina is struggling to correct a billing and enrollment computer glitch that has left thousands of subscribers in limbo, President and CEO Brad Wilson has received a 34.3% raise. His total compensation now is $3.79 million. Another six top execs from the not-for-profit group were granted pay hikes that took them over $1 million. And another two execs are being paid close to $1 million each. The largest health insurer in the state has said its salary philosophy is results-oriented. When a company can't seem to get its house in order, who should be held accountable? Now, President Harry Truman had a sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here." If a lower-level employee had created such a mess, you can be sure he would have been booted out the door, not rewarded with an outlandish bonus. Blue Cross Blue Shield is now facing fines of $1,000 per day until the problem gets corrected. Meantime, the company is blaming Obamacare for the decline in its profit margins. It would seem the company executives ought to stop playing the game of can you top this and switch to a policy of the buck stops here. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.